This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged states to identify locations suitable for entrepreneurs in smaller cities and take initiative to facilitate them. Addressing the 4th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi asked the states to simplify the compliances, the lack of which often leads to the harassment of citizens. He urged the participants that states should reform the governance model to encourage citizen participation or Jan Bhagidari. Mr. Modi also said that it is important to focus on reform, perform and transform, and it is also important to inform the people about the various initiatives of the government. Talking about circular economy, Prime Minister Modi appreciated that the Gobar Dhan program is now being seen as a big energy resource. He observed that this initiative converts waste into wealth while also making the aged cattle an asset rather than a liability. He directed the states to explore concepts of viability gap funding for recycling of e-waste. In the health sector, the Prime Minister urged that under the Fit India movement, obesity should be taken as a big challenge in Bharat. He said that only a fit and healthy India can be a Viksit Bharat. He also opined that Bharat can be made TB Mukt by the end of 2025. Mr. Modi added that the Asha and Anganwari workers can play a big role in delivering this goal. Two bills related to One Nation, One Election are scheduled to be introduced in the Lok Sabha today. Union Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal will introduce the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill in the lower house. Union Cabinet, headed by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, had approved the Constitutional Amendment Bill recently to roll out the concept of simultaneous Lok Sabha and State Assembly polls. Sri Lankan President Anura Kumara Dissanayake, who arrived in New Delhi yesterday for a three-day visit to India, marking his first foreign trip after assuming office in September, said that he had productive discussions with Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and National Security Advisor Ajit Doval. In a social media post, President Dissanayake said that during his official visit to India, he had the privilege of engaging in productive discussions with the Finance Minister, External Affairs Minister and National Security Advisor. Their conversations focused on strengthening Indo-Sri Lankan economic cooperation, enhancing investment opportunities, fostering regional security and advancing key sectors such as tourism and energy. These engagements reaffirm the commitment to deepening the partnership between the two nations, he added. During the visit, Dissanayake will meet President Draupadi Murmu and hold discussions with Prime Minister Narendra Modi on bilateral issues of mutual interest. 39 ministers were inducted into the Council of Ministers of the BJP-led Mahayuti government in Maharashtra yesterday. These include 33 cabinet ministers and 6 ministers of state who were sworn in at a ceremony at Raj Bhavan, Nagpur. Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan administered the oath of office and secrecy to the newly inducted ministers. Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis and Deputy Chief Ministers Eknath Shinde and Ajit Pawar were also present on the occasion. UK officially joined the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership, CPTPP, yesterday, becoming the first European nation to join the Asia-Pacific Trade Bloc. According to the country's Department for Business and Trade, the 12-country landmark trade agreement is expected to boost the British economy by £2 billion, that is about $2.52 billion US dollars annually in the long term.